Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Bobby Van Kirk of Alia Gitana. And you were describing how your present partner and the majority owner of the store bought out the first two partners that she had. That was a relatively easy, amicable buyout?
Yeah, they were relatively easy and amicable. I think the fact that it was clear that she was the driving force behind the concept and the small operation at that point, it made it pretty obvious that she was the one that would buy them out.
And the price was relatively easily.
Yeah, I think she bought the other female partner in 95 and then him in 96. So from 93 to 90, they started in 93, and by 1996, 3 years later, she was already the sole owner, sole proprietor of the concept. So she kept growing. She opened her second store, which was San Patricio Plaza, which we've now been there for 17 years. Opened in 1995, and then Monte Hiedra opened
You started with a kiosk, though, in San
Patricio. By this point.
And you had a kiosk in Plaza?
In Plaza, yes.
Yeah, okay.
In Plaza,
so you started with kiosk, yeah.
In Plaza, we had the first kiosk in La Feria, where Velasco used to be. Then they opened a Feria. They closed that one that's the space where now Sears Brand Central is at. Then they opened another Feria right after that one in Gonzalez, where Gonzalez Padin used to be. When they closed Gonzalez Padin, what do you do with 200,000 square feet? You
right.
can't just.
Right.
And they opened another Feria and part of that space, and Valija opened there too. And then from there was one of the few merchants from those Feria concepts that got a permanent space. And got a huge kiosk in the old main hallway where in front of the old JCPenney before the remodeling.
Right.
So by 1996, there was three kiosks. It was always kiosks
right.
in the beginning. Still selling very ethnic handicrafts and jewelry and incense. By this point, she's beginning to bring clothing, I think 97. And I would always help her out. Christina and I have been very good friends since we were quite young, a lot of trust, and I, you know, she would call me. I was one of the people she'd call when she had, you know, doubts or questions, and you know, she was worried about something and had to make a decision. I usually knew what was going on. I remember coming down. I was in the beginning. I still lived in the States, and I would come down and I would, you know, help her out. I remember. You know, I went to the store in 1993 in the first one in Plaza and helped them out. So, you know, I always had contact.
You're there from the beginning.
Exactly.
In the background at that time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then in 19, when I came back to Puerto Rico after I studied industrial engineering, and I ended up working with a local small investment bank here. Doing corporate finance and investment banking and doing small deals. Christina was one of, you know, Valija was one of the only clients that I had, you know, brought in. And obviously she was growing. Obviously her forte is purchasing. She's got that great taste. She's a great creative person. But, you know, by this time there's 3-4 kiosks, 30 some employees. She's going a little bananas trying to keep it all and buy correctly. So I was helping her more and more. And at that point, the bank or the small investment banking I was working with got bought out by a municipal finance bank out of New York that was always involved in the local emissions.
He was that was Clark Melvin, Samuel Ramirez.
Exactly. Ramirez, which is a New York municipal investment bank, bought out the operation here because they wanted to have an operation here. Samuel Ramirez used to be he's Puerto Rican descent, but he grew up in the States and he had a big bank and they were always involved in selling the Puerto Rico bonds. And I think they always had pressure to open up an office here. And they got the chance to buy Clark Melvin cheap because of a certain circumstance. And they bought us and I worked there for another year, but they changed the focus of the investment banking to municipal finance. And I really was not happy, and by pure coincidence, by that point, Christina, my partner, was, you know, a bigger operation, and she needed help, and she realized that I wasn't happy where I was, and we kind of reached an agreement where I would go join forces with her. I took a pretty severe pay cut, and that was the basis for my getting equity in the company. And we did a plan where my equity would grow obviously a small percent. She was the founder. So we reached a deal, and I started working. But then little by little, we had to deal with a situation of you know, times got pretty difficult, and we had our biggest debtor was a personal relation of hers that we had to deal with.
This was about 97, 98, you get into the company?
No, 99. This is May of 1999.
That's when you join. And
I officially joined. Yeah. I was helping her in the late 98, yeah, sure, beginning sure. 99 more and more. And
but then you go full time in 99. And then this dealing with this next crisis or moment,
yes.
About 2001.
This is about, it started end
very
of 99.
Quick,
it started
quick,
quite quickly.
you came in at the right time.
Yes.
Or the wrong time, depending on your point
exactly.
of view.
Exactly.
For Christina, it was the right time.
For me, too. It ended up being a great decision. I'm so happy because we really have a great company, and we love the family that we've built. And it hasn't been easy, and we've had our difficult moments, but by and large, I mean, it's been great. So we, you know, we had to deal with the situation, and at the same time times got very difficult, and we had to kind of eliminate this debt that we had, that the company had, and at that point, I got some help from my family as far as some guarantees, and then we renegotiated my position where I obviously was able to reach a higher percentage based on not only the work and the equity and the sweat equity, as you would call it, but
well, you put,
based
you,
on
you,
that.
You put more than sweat equity, you put some equity.
Exactly. It was more in the form of guarantees that I was blessed enough for my father, which was your partner for many years. You forgot to mention that as one of the reasons we know each other so long.
Sure, no, Bob, his father, Bob Van Kirk, was my partner, my mentor, at McConnell Valdez. But basically you join in 99, you knew that the situation from an administrative financial point of view needed your assistance, and you get in and you find things probably worse, and then the economic situation also compounds the problem. So then you have to negotiate with everyone, right? Not only with that family debtor or creditor,
it
was your debtor,
credit.
But he,
your creditor,
that
right.
particular person, and you had to negotiate with that person, and then you also had to get bank letters of bank financing.
We did,
and have to get some collateral in order to get the bank finance, and I think you also had to deal with everybody, right? Suppliers.
We
and,
did.
And
we I like to say
critical
that
moment,
we,
huh?
we did a criolla. Bankruptcy in a way, and we never had to file bankruptcy or anything.
Criolla reorganization.
where we was very straight up. We had to renegotiate with some of the malls that we were in, with some of our suppliers, and we were very straight. We were very straightforward. There was a very difficult time going on in general. That was one of the first bumps that Puerto Rico retail had in many years. And we were able to get out of it and really become stronger. We've had to reinvent ourselves, or kind of, you know, you always have to be reinventing yourself when you're in retail, or you're gonna die
right.
by the wayside. But that was a major, that was, we reinvented ourselves in many ways.
But that portion, besides going to the clothing, that portion was financial administrative
reorganization. It really was.
When you get back, let's go a little bit more detail on what happened there and some of the things, the learning experience that you had
that
you could share with us. We'll be right back. I'm with Bobby Van Kirk of Valija Gitana.